Time now to take a look at your 5 o'clock evening news here on 1380 KCIM for this Friday, March 27th, 2026. This is Abby Ward reporting. The city of Glidden is now accepting proposals for the purchase of a city-owned lot downtown for a new business to build and operate. The vacant lot is located north of the Glidden Public Library on Idaho Street. Anyone that is interested in building and running a business in downtown Glidden must submit a proposal by June 1st to City Administrator Brooke Peterson, containing the business plan and proof of financial capability. If a contract is approved, the construction of the building must be completed within 1 year and the business operational within 2 years of the contract. Quarterly updates are also a requirement that will be given to the City Council on the progress. Any party that is interested in purchasing the vacant lot in downtown Glidden can submit their proposals for purchase and development to the City of Glidden. Mailing address can be found included with this story on our website. Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Negg presented the Eichmann family with the Worgen Good Farm Neighbor Award during a special ceremony earlier today. This is the 22nd year of the award, named after Gary Worgen, a longtime farm broadcaster who helped to establish this recognition, celebrating farmers who are proactive in caring for the environment, livestock that they have, and being leaders in the community. Negg says that it's a special week to host this ceremony, as it is Iowa Agriculture Week.
This week we're trying to highlight and celebrate agriculture and thank farmers and thank the whole farm community that surrounds our farmers. But we're also again directing some of these messages to the non-farm public, saying, hey, remember, every Iowan benefits when we have a strong and a growing and a thriving agriculture. It's not just the farm community that benefits, and the farm economy is good and we're producing food.
The Eichmann Family Farms is operated by Glenn and Donna Eichmann with their sons, Tony and Scott, and daughter, Sarah Lorenzen. A four-generation farming family that works alongside several part-time employees growing corn and soybeans while operating a farrow to finish hog setup near Manning. Negg says that many families presented with this award say that they don't believe they are doing anything special or different, while really being stewards for other farming operations to look up to.
We want you to be doing the right things when it comes to care for animals. Things like PQA, TQA, these are things that the pork industry is known for, and it's farmer-led, producer-led initiatives. And so that is the first check mark, if you will, is are you doing the right things from care for the animals? Second piece is care for the land, leaving the land better than you found it, that I think many of us believe. Conservation usage, preventing soil erosion, improving water quality. Again, minimum tillage, terraces, filter strips, cover crops for 8 years. Truly, I think, a model of what we should all be looking at. Let's be serious about this. We do need to do more. We need to continue to step forward and do better work to improve our soil and improve our water quality. But I want that to be farmer-led. And this family is a good example of how you don't need regulation to have that happen. Let's support people in the effort to get more conservation done. And finally, it's all about families that are plugged in and supportive of their communities. Just tremendous involvement in the community.
Glenn Eichmann thanked everyone who took the time to show up to celebrate with them, saying that while he has faced some health challenges over the years, his attitude and determination to persevere got them to where they are.
That's what makes the difference. And put a smile on your face no matter what's going on, because the next guy might have a lot worse case than what you are going through. You have to have the right attitude. You have to have an attitude that says, I'm going to make it, this is going to be fine. If I don't make it, it's going to be fine. Attitude has a lot to do, and with a good neighbor, that carries into that. Be nice to everybody.
Scott Eichmann thanked his grandfather, Mari Eichmann, the family's patriarch, who established the deep roots that allowed the family to progress. The Eichmann family is the 206th winner of the Worgen Good Farm Neighbor Award, and pictures from today's presentation can be found included with this story on our website. Iowa State University Extension and Outreach of Calhoun County is offering a free multi-week training course for caregivers that are looking after adults with chronic conditions. Powerful Tools for Caregivers is a 6-week training opportunity that will be held on Thursdays from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. starting on April 9th, going through the May 14th at the ISU Extension and Outreach Building at 325 Court Street in Rockwell City. Each class will offer workshops to help caregivers identify and reduce stress, communicating feelings, needs, and concerns, and how to do so in challenging situations, all while taking care of yourself while navigating caregiving decisions. The training will be instructed by Mackenzie Schelling, with light snacks, coffee, and water available for participants. Again, the training is free. Registration is required, though, and can be done online using the link included with this story on our website. Deadline to register is March 31st. An agronomist with the Iowa State University Extension says some eager Iowa farmers may start planting soybeans as soon as this weekend. Rebecca Vitato, who covers southeast and east central Iowa, says soil conditions are steadily improving and may be ready for planting now in some areas. Many factors have to be considered before launching into field work, she says, and chief among them is soil conditions. Even though we had snow recently, Vitato says soil moisture levels are on the dry side, though she says it's possible soil temperatures are sufficiently warm enough to accommodate planting. The crop insurance early planting date for soybeans in Iowa is April 10th for the southern third and April 15th for the northern two-thirds of the state. And that is going to be wrapping up the first half of your evening news. Stay tuned. I'll be back with the second half coming up after a few short messages.
At Home Care Options, we know care doesn't just happen, it's a commitment. Right here in Carroll, our families, clients, and caregivers have built a community rooted in respect, dignity, and compassion. Thanks to your unwavering support, we're able to offer personalized home care, all delivered with the quality and kindness our clients deserve. To every neighbor who's trusted us with your loved ones, to every team member who shows up with heart, thank you. Your support makes an incredible impact on lives, and we don't take that for granted. Home Care Options, family caring for families.
Taxes are due. Second half property and mobile home tax payments must be received in the Carroll County Treasurer's Office by 4:30 p.m. Tuesday, March 31st, or postmarked by March 31st to avoid delinquent interest. Property taxes can be paid in the Treasurer's Office by debit or credit cards with applicable fees. For your convenience, you can also pay online with a credit card or e-check at iowatreasurers.org. For more information, contact the Treasurer's Office. This reminder is brought to you by Lisa Wagner, Treasurer, and her staff.
Time now to take a look at the second half of your 5 o'clock evening news here on KCIM. But before we get into the stories, let's go ahead and take a look at a quick weather forecast with some weather facts from today. We are in a red flag warning that is in effect until 9 p.m. tonight, because we are going to be seeing wind gusts continue and be as high as 18 miles per hour into tonight, with mostly clear skies and a low of around 24. The red flag warning kicks off again Saturday morning into Saturday night with sunny skies at a high near 59 with wind gusts as high as 37 miles per hour tomorrow. Saturday night is going to be partly cloudy and a low of around 40 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 26 miles per hour. By Sunday, the end of your weekend, these winds will die down and we'll see mostly sunny skies at a high near 72. Sunday night is going to be mostly clear and a low of around 43 before we bump into the 80s for a high on Monday. Yesterday's high was 66 degrees, which was set sometime in the afternoon, and yesterday's low was 26 degrees, set early in the morning. Record high back on this day was 87 in 1907, and record low was recorded in 1964 at 4 degrees. 1.25 inches was the record for precipitation set back on this day in 1961, and in 2008, we recorded 1.4 inches of snow. Sunset today will be at 7:39 p.m., with sunrise tomorrow at 7:10 a.m. Now let's go ahead and take a look at the second half of your 5 o'clock evening news here on 1380 KCIM. This is Abby Ward reporting. An illegal immigrant residing in Pocahontas County who had previously been convicted of sexually abusing a minor has been sentenced to 4 years in federal prison. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Northern District of Iowa, 39-year-old David Pendina Mendero, who had been living in Rolfe, pled guilty in October to one count of being a felon found in the U.S. after illegal reentry. He was sentenced in U.S. District Court in Sioux City to 48 months in prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release. At Padina Mendero's sentencing hearing, he admitted that he re-entered the country after he was deported in June 2022 due to a conviction in the District of Columbia for attempted first-degree sexual abuse and sexual abuse of a child or minor, for which he served more than 4 years in prison. Padina Madero was found in Rolfe after he was arrested and convicted of assault causing bodily injury or mental illness. Prosecutors say he struck the victim in the head with the flat side of an 18-inch machete, held the blade to the victim's throat, and threatened to kill them. Padina Madero remains in the custody of the U.S. Marshals Service pending transfer to a federal penitentiary. This case was brought as part of the Operation Take Back America, a DOJ initiative to curb illegal immigration, remove criminal migrants, and eliminate transnational criminal operations in the country. Carroll Broadcasting's own Von Kettleson, Carroll County Cattleman Cody Erickson, and Kemper Catholic Elementary instructor Trisha Heidoff were honored at the Carroll County Farm Bureau's annual meeting earlier this week for their commitment to local agriculture. The first award presented during Tuesday's event was the Distinguished Service to Agriculture Award, which is given to a Farm Bureau member who has made meaningful contributions to the advancement of agriculture in the county. Kettleson says he is humbled by the recognition.
I can't express how I'm feeling right now. You know, I've had the privilege of doing a lot of interviews with people like Mike Nags and Governor Reynolds and even some presidents. But really, as I've said before, in this very hall and receiving a similar award from the Carroll County Cattlemen, the most important, most memorable experiences, interviews I've done have been in tractor cabs, waving a lot of you down with a bag, and most of you were nice and you stopped. And chatting with me about how harvester field work is going, that's been truly rewarding. I'm feeling very humbled right now, and I think about people who were there to help me in my career. Dave Sylvester, who was a longtime farm broadcaster, kind of took me under his wing and gave me a lot of good fatherly advice as a young guy starting out in this field. So I want to just say a heartfelt, sincere thank you all very much.
The next award presentation is the Emerging Ag Leader Award going to Cody Erickson. Board member Marie Putin says Erickson embodies all of the Farm Bureau stands for and showcases his dedication to local producers every day.
After serving on the board for a couple of years, he was elected president of the association. An honor he is truly grateful for. He likes that their work focuses on raising funds to promote the beef industry, supporting local youth through scholarships and donations, contributing to FFA and 4-H programs, and assisting youth through county and state fair partnerships with Extension, all of which is very rewarding. Eric mentions the most fulfilling event of the year is the Cattlemen's Annual Banquet. Throughout the year, the Cattlemen host various grilling events and other fundraisers, which require a great deal of effort, but are deeply fulfilling thanks to the strong support of the community.
Ag in the Classroom Educator of the Year Award is presented jointly by the Carroll County Farm Bureau and Lost Hills Agriculture in the Classroom, and Trisha Heidoff was selected as this year's recipient. Farm Bureau board member Andy Kennebeck says Heidoff's dedication to incorporating ag concepts into her second grade curriculum is commendable.
Ms. Heidoff embodies excellence in agriculture education through her commitment to meaningful learning, her thoughtful approach to teaching, and her leadership in the classroom. During her monthly Agriculture in the Classroom sessions with Program Coordinator Elena Hansen, Ms. Heidoff consistently demonstrates dedication to weaving agricultural themes into her daily instruction. Her engagement and insightful contributions reflect both a deep understanding of Iowa agriculture and a desire to help students from real-world connections.
Photos of the awards recipients from Tuesday's Carroll County Farm Bureau's annual meeting and member appreciation dinner are included with this story on our website. The Carroll Chamber of Commerce and Carroll County Growth Partnership's next legislative forum is this weekend in Carroll. The program begins at 10 a.m. Saturday morning at Western Iowa Networks. The approximately hour-long program features District 11 Representative Craig Williams and District 6 Senator Jason Schultz. Each legislator will open with a brief introductory statement, followed by questions prepared by the Chamber CCGP Legislative Committee. Any remaining time will be set aside for questions from constituents. The second funnel of the 2026 legislative session passed on March 20th, leaving only a small fraction of the hundreds of bills introduced in the opening weeks of the session still eligible to become law. This past week, the Senate only considered House bills and joint resolutions, while the House considered only Senate bills and joint resolutions. The 2026 Iowa legislative session is tentatively scheduled for April 21st, and legislative leaders still believe that date is achievable. Historically, the session is often extended if work remains, but elected officials per diem expenses after that point. One other forum is still scheduled for this year on April 25th at the Kruger Shelter House in Glidden. And that is going to be wrapping up your evening news for this Friday, March 27th, 2026, here on KCIM. This has been Abby Ward reporting.